All right. Unleash. You guys have you have a lot of ammo.
Ben was quick to take the blame on that fifth goal and probably let the team down, but how much did the guys in front of them didn't give him much of a chance tonight with the way he did?
We could have put Ben and Vasilevsky in at the same time, and I don't think it would have made a difference. It had nothing to do with goaltending.
So what was the issue with the coverage in front of the net? It seemed like they were giving a lot of space in front, or like the...
Oh, we were just red rotten. That was it, from start to finish. I don't even know how else to put it. It's 82 games, and chalk one up to a stinker, and that was it. We got taught a lesson tonight by a team that worked way harder than us. We wanted to skill the game and not get in anybody's way and not go to any area that you have to pay the price, and that's what happens. So I know it was 3-3, but right team on the hockey game. I give our guys credit, they battled back, but we just made way too many mistakes. And freebies, I consider that fourth one, that's a freebie. One draw in the face-off, and we just lost the battles, and they score, and then, the fifth one, that's a freebie. You just can't give free goals away. And when you're giving up five, it's really hard to win. So we just got to be better. Is it?
I know you had some inconsistencies this year, but yeah. It still kind of surprised you with the way that all played.
Well, we just have, we feel good about ourselves, and then we forget how we got there. And then, you take a step back. But we haven't had too many of these. I don't know, that's maybe this one and the Ranger one. So in 20 plus games, we've had two stinkers, and unfortunately this is what happens. But we're a good group. We've won a few more here than we've lost, and that's for a reason. Just gotta get back to work and take what happened today, take it to heart, and now we got another, our schedule hasn't helped us out. We've played a ton of games, and now we're gonna jump back in and go another 3-game road trip. But hopefully this will, unfortunately, we don't get any points out of this, but a couple lessons learned here, and let's move on.
You went to the original triplets line for a little bit. They gave you a bit of a spark.
Yeah.
Is that something you're going to kind of keep in your back pocket when you go to more often?
I've gone to them quite a bit, especially once Steven went down. A few of these games when you need a spark, sometimes those guys can give it to you. I thought they did a little bit tonight, but not enough, and it was just, there was not much. We were trying everything to get everything going. Even at the, we pulled the goalie for 5 minutes, and I don't know if we got really much of a sniff, and just our killer instinct to score there and go to those areas just wasn't there for some reason tonight. So maybe, what was that one? The Eat Too Much Turkey, what is that called?
Tryptophan.
What is that? The tryptophan?
Chemical.
Yeah. Let's chalk it up to that.
This one where you show the film tomorrow and then it kind of speaks for itself. This one we kind of show or do you kind of throw it away and just kind of say,
As I said, this is 82 games, and I think every coach will stand up here at some point during the year and deliver this. It happens. Usually, if this ever happens, we usually follow it up with an effort and be counting on that tonight, because we're playing, three really good road teams and or teams on the road, and at least we're going to get another crack at these guys. But they're big time compete games, and you just can't, rely on your skill to skill everything out. And but we'll regroup.
Good. Thank you.